All right, well, just, repeat a couple of comments I made yesterday. After going through the game, once again, I thought Denver did a real good job. Their staff, their players, did an excellent job. They played well defensively. Manning had a great day. They were well prepared. They were well coached. They just did a better job than we did. Thought we were competitive all the way through the game. We had an opportunity to cut it to a one-score game there with whatever it was 4 minutes ago in the game, and couldn't quite do it. Thought our players played, very hard, extremely competitive. We just came up short. None of us really did a good enough job yesterday. I was asked about the hit on Tlaib, and I feel bad really for Aqib. The way that play turned out, I went back and watched it, which I didn't have a chance to do yesterday. I think it was a deliberate play by the receiver to take out Aqib. No attempt to get open. And I'll let the league handle the discipline on that play. It's not for me to decide, but it's one of the worst plays I've seen. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Sudden end to the season. Those are the NFL playoffs. It's always a crash landing when it happens in the playoffs like this. We got to turn the page and move on. A lot of decisions to make in the offseason, and those will all come in due course. Certainly not going to make any of them anytime real soon. Going to take an opportunity, as we always do, to sit back, go through everything, take a look at the big picture, take a look at each individual situation, players, coaches, schemes, adjustments, training, you name it, and do anything that we can to improve our football team going forward. And that's what it'll be. So that's where we're at today.
How long does it usually take? I know each decision is probably different, but how long does it usually take to assess all of those personnel transactions that you're going to have?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say, in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 weeks. Obviously free agency starts a little less than 2 months from now, so we definitely need to be ready by then. There'll be some other transactions along the way before then, relative to tenders and those kind of things. So there are a few other situations that will precede that, but I would say somewhere in the 4 to 8 weeks category. Some sooner than others, some longer than others, but trying to compile all the information on the individuals, players, and situations, as well as I said, things like responsibilities on our staff and looking at our scheme, and maybe a player could fit a little bit better into a different scheme, or maybe not as well into a different scheme if we're planning on making some changes along those lines. So that's all part of it too. If we change, then that could affect how the player would fit. So, those are all part of the conversation. And I would say in the 4 to 8 week range in terms of getting all the information together, being able to really sort through it, and then ultimately make decisions in a timely fashion. Some decisions have to be made sooner than others. Other decisions, honestly, may wait. We've re-signed players here sometimes in, April, May, June, and we've also released players sometimes in that range. So I don't think there's any specific timetable, but I would say in that 4 to 8 week range is probably when most of the decisions need to be made, or at least, even if they're delayed, at least you've made the decision to delay them. But that's a great question, because that's a big part of our offseason right now is, pulling all those things together. It's going to take a little time.
Bill, so often after a huge game like this where everybody analyzes it, a lot of times when you guys come up and win, they'll say, Belichick made the move, the adjustment that won this game for this team. The team is great, but Bill had a lot to do with it. In this case, do you feel like you were outcoached, their team was better prepared, and when's the last time you've ever felt like that?
Well, first of all, our teams win games. Individuals don't win them. Teams win them. Look, I feel after every game, I go back and look at the game, and I feel like there are things I could have done better, whether it's on the preparation end, whether it's on the adjustment end, decision-making end, you know, all those things. I mean, when you, you know, compete in a game and have 100 and whatever it is, 60, 70, 80, 90 plays, however many plays are in the game, and you look at the preparation on all those things, there are always things that you look at and you can do better. There's never been a game that I felt like, you know, this is, you know, everything went perfectly. There are always things that, you know, you feel like you could do better. So I feel that way today. I felt that way last Sunday after the Indianapolis game. I felt that way after the Buffalo game. I felt like that after every game that I've ever coached in the National Football League. I can't imagine it would be any different.
Bill, when you're flying back, though, how much do you kind of dwell on the things you could have done better in the scope of that game? Did you ever feel kind of hamstrung at all by making those in-game adjustments, or hamstrung by like an injury to a Talib or whatnot?
Well, in every game, as a coach and a player, I think you try to make the best decisions you can. I mean, whatever the results are, they are. But I think at the time you make those decisions, as a coach, you're doing what you think is best. As a player, you're doing what you think is best. And it doesn't always work out. So then when you look back on it, you say, well, should I have done that? Well, maybe not. But at the time you did it with the intent to do the best thing or the right thing. So if you feel like you make a mistake on that after you've analyzed it, which, again, nobody makes more mistakes around here than I do, I'll be the first to admit that you know, you look back on them and you say, okay, you know, what could I have done differently? What will I do the next time? We put that in the bank, and hopefully when that situation comes around the next time, you know, you'll feel better about the decision you make. And there's a lot of decisions that could go either way, and sometimes you bat them back and forth and say, hey, you know, I think I would do the same thing again. But, you know, at least in your mind you've gone through the process and you've done that, and we did that. That was one of the things we did in the bye week prior to the Indianapolis game. So we went back through, you know, a ton of situations and talked about, you know, what we would do, what our strategy was, what kind of call we'd make, what coaching points we'd give the players, what would be our best option in those situations, regardless of who the opponent was, or maybe against a specific opponent that, you know, was a team that liked to pressure in those situations, or liked to cover, or liked to, you know, whatever their tendencies were offensively, you know, just in generic terms. So, you know, that's something that as coaching staff we try to stay on top of, and I personally try to stay on top of, you know, all the way through the year. But there's always things you can do better.
You said you had the chance to look at the tape and see the plays after the presser. Aside from, like, Talib's hit, was there anything else, any other major play or anything that stood out in your
mind? Yeah, I don't have any other comments on that.
Yeah.
Coach, you said you were in 8 weeks. Did you evaluate potential changes to your scheme? Do you have to establish that?
Well, yeah, I think it's fluid. I mean, they all go together. Again, you know, we've talked about some of those things all through the year. It's not like, you know, the season's over and now we're saying, what are we going to do about this, or what are we going to do about that? I mean, if we've had a problem in week two, we're going to anticipate that we're going to have that problem in week three and week four, and we probably do to some degree. You know, other teams are trying to attack our weaknesses and that type of thing. So there's things that we've addressed through the year, and you know, I think now is just the time to kind of be able to sit back and not – certainly the Denver game is the one that's, you know, heaviest on our mind, and it's freshest on our mind. But, you know, there's another 17 games besides that we played that were, you know, critical games. And there were issues in those games too. So I think when you look at the big picture of, you know, an 18-game season in this case, you know, what are the things that – stand out that you need to improve? What are the things that maybe we didn't do enough of? What are the things that we need to adjust based on the way teams have played us and so forth? So it is a fluid thing. We're trying to, again, some of those things we've already talked about and addressed and said these are, you know, things we really got to look at the offseason. There's definitely some other things that when we really sit back and go through it with a fine-tooth comb will be a little more evident to us and we'll say, you know what, we talked about that. We got to look at it further. Again, that's one of the things we did in the bye week prior to the Indianapolis game was we, you know, looked particularly at our last, you know, five, six games, going back to that Denver game and saying, okay, what are the things that teams are going to be looking to do against us based on the last, you know, third of the season? And so, you know, some of that will be a, you know, regurgitation of what we did then, and some of it will be new and look at the composite of the entire, I would say, really 18-game season, if you will.
Coach, I know you said as much as you're going to on the Tlaib incident.
Right, that's it.
I get that. Generally speaking, as you prepare for Denver, to what extent does this team, that offense, more than other teams, use their receivers to pick defensive players?
I would say most all teams in the league do.
So they do it no more than other teams?
Well, that depends on the situation. They do what they need to do, you know, and that's one of the things that Manning does a great job with on that offense. Depending on how you're playing him, then he's going to attack you based on what you're doing. So if you do certain things, he's going to do certain things. If you do other things, he's going to do other things. He's not going to run, you know, he's going to run the plays that are good plays against what you're doing. Runs, passes, schemes, whatever they are. I mean, that's what makes him a great, great, great quarterback. He's very, very good at that. And he does an excellent job of, particularly in the passing game, but he did in the running game yesterday too, of getting, you know, his team in a good play. And I would say that doesn't happen every play. It's not like he changes every play. I'm not saying that. But, you know, situationally, red area, third down, you know, sees a new look that he thinks he can take advantage of. There's nobody better at that than he is.
Coach, when will you take a break, or is there really no break because of how long this postseason went? Do you?
Yeah, you know, it's as we all know, the downtime really in the National Football League is from the end of OTAs or minicamp, whatever you want to call it, until the start of training camp. And so, you know, last week we had the East-West game. This week we have the Senior Bowl. Then we have, you know, really our scouts who have been out, our college scouts who have been out doing the college regular season, then the college bowl games, now the college all-star games, the whatever it is, the East-West game, a couple other bowl games, the Senior Bowl. Then they'll come back in with all that. Then we'll prepare for the Indianapolis Combine. Then we have free agency about a week and a half after that, which now brings in all the pro free agents in addition to our own players. Then we have the college workouts in March, which even though the draft has been moved back, our assumption is based on all the information we've gotten from the colleges and the agents and so forth, that those workouts are probably still going to be pretty heavy through the month of March. And then where normally April is kind of a big draft preparation month and the start of the off-season program, which for all teams that don't have new head coaches would be April 21st, then that brings our players who are under contract back into the program as we prepare for the draft. And then, of course, the off-season program leads right into OTAs and minicamp. So when your season goes into the postseason, as ours did for 3 weeks, you're behind going into the college draft and to a certain degree, I would say, the free agency process. So to be honest with you, we're into the 2014 season right now. We're behind, so we got some catching up to do. So that's a good position to be in, but it's a bad position to be in. So that's really where you're at. You know, when your season ends on the last day, whatever it is, December 30th or whatever it was this year, then, you know, you have those extra 3 weeks to try to, you know, get caught up on the college draft, get caught up on some other things. We've been trying to win games in the postseason, so now we're actually behind there. But the slower time in the NFL is that, you know, mid-June to mid-July range. And right now is really not it. You know, it's similar to the college season. I mean, those guys end their season, the next day they're out on the road recruiting. And that's just the nature of the schedule. So not much we can do about that.
Can you just talk about the success of the team getting back to the AFC Championship with all the major injuries you guys had this season?
I think I covered that pretty well yesterday. I'm proud of this team, proud to be a coach of the team. I respect the players and what the players and the staff did in terms of their work ethic, their preparation, their mental toughness, physical toughness, playing hard every week. You know, every one of our games came, I would say, really the Denver game would be the game, and that was, you know, potentially a very competitive situation there. It could have been a one-possession game with 4 minutes to go in the game. It wasn't. We didn't make the two-point conversion, but, you know, all the other games have literally come down to the last play, the last possession. So, you know, we played very competitively all year, and, you know, we just came up short 5 times, and wish we could have done a little better job in any of those games, especially the one yesterday. But that was our season, and I'm proud of what our players did and our team did, but we came up short, and that's not our goal. So we're going to continue to try to work towards a higher level of performance, starting with me and our coaching staff and our players, and we're starting all over again. So that's where we are. We're in 2014 now.
Coach, do you plan to watch the Super Bowl? And if so, what are you expecting?
Right now, my plans are to try to start to get caught up on the draft and probably go to the Senior Bowl and probably, do the type of things that I can do to try to help our team address the next round of opportunities to improve as a football team. And so the better prepared I am to go to Indianapolis, the more productive that'll be. The better prepared that I and we are in free agency, I think the more productive that'll be, the better decisions we'll make, and so forth. So, I think it's easy to say, well, we'll just wait and deal with it all later. But, every time you miss an opportunity to improve your team, then somewhere along the line that's going to show up. Might be in November, might be in December. Won't show up in March necessarily or April, but, it might show up somewhere else down the line. Probably will. So we'll try not to let that happen to the best of our ability.
What can you do with a season coming to a disappointment? Is there anything that your father taught you or told you that you're thinking about?
I'd say pretty much everything I just said would have been reinforced by him. The results are what they are. There's nothing you can do about them. They're in the books. Can't take them back. You got to look ahead and be ready to take advantage of the next opportunity and, compete. In this case, start competing for the 2014 season. Yeah, I'd say all those things were, directly or indirectly, would have come from him.
Mm-hmm. Bill, so when you hit the ground at the airport, you're resolute to hit the ground running. When you arrived here from Denver.
You're going, unfortunately, yes, that's not really the way you want it, but that's the reality of it. There's a lot of coaching changes throughout the National Football League, as it seems like there always are every year. How that'll affect our coaching staff, I'm not 100% sure, but I don't know, but there could be something there. Our players, we have a number of players whose contracts are going to expire, that I'm going to talk to one way or another. Not saying there's any decision to be made, but there's certainly a conversation to be had. There's a lot of other players that, a lot of guys on our team that, I have and will talk to personally about their situation or appreciation for what they've done or whatever it happens to be. Guys have stuff on their mind, whether it be, coaches, players, other people in the organization that respectfully, we'll say, coach, I don't want to bring this up during the season because we were involved in the season, the playoffs, whatever it is, but, whatever it is, whatever they're and so, you get a lot of things that come up now. On a personal level, and I'm sure that this is true of our players and our coaches as well, but on a personal level, there are a lot of things that come up in the season, particularly as the season comes into the November, December, January range. Things come across my desk. I open the drawer, I put them in them and say, I'm working on Buffalo, I'm working on Indianapolis, I'm working on Denver, I'll deal with them after the season. Well, that drawer fills up and you put them in another drawer. Now it's time to open those drawers and there's a lot of junk in them. There's a lot of stuff that I just haven't dealt with in the last, few weeks, even a couple of months, that you just say, I can deal with it after the season. There's more important things to deal with now. And that's where I've been. And so now, whether that's my drawer that's opening or some player or coaches or some other person in the organization, they have that drawer too, because they've all been working just as hard as anybody else has to try to accomplish the goals that this team has. So, there's some of that.
Bill, with regard to some of the coaching changes in the NFL, obviously one of your former assistants landed a job in Houston, Bill O'Brien. Has he been in touch with you about any guys?
No, and I wouldn't expect him to. I mean, Bill's been in this situation. You know, he knows what we've been doing the last 3 weeks, and Bill, I'm sure, is very respectful of that. And, you know, of course he wouldn't bring up something that would interfere with our preparations and our goals. So, you know, I wouldn't have expected him to, and no.
But now that the season is over, is there a chance?
Well, that's the way it always is. I mean, you know, once the season's over and once, you know, then, look, there's a lot of changes in the NFL and the coaching staff. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just saying, you know, maybe they'll affect us, maybe they won't. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I don't know. But is it a possibility? I mean, sure, I'd say it's a possibility. I'm not even pointing to that organization. I mean, there's 31 other ones. Well, two of them are planned, but, you know, I mean, there's a lot of other organizations that, you know, there's going to be coaching changes on. So we'll just have to see how that plays out.
In terms of the salary cap, it sounds like it might go up a little bit, and with how tricky some of that stuff can be to manage. Do you have a pretty good idea right now what you're looking at in terms of space, or is that kind of a complicated thing?
Well, I'd say the answer to that question is, I mean, look, I'm not oblivious to it. I'm not saying that. But I think you get to the end of the season, and, again, our focus has been on winning games. And there really hasn't been anything that affects the salary cap, I'd say, in the last, you know, 2 months. I mean, significantly. I mean, you might bring a guy from the practice squad or whatever. But, I mean, it's not a high monetary issue. So then when you get to the end of the season like we are now, you know, you have different players who have hit escalators. Maybe they have incentives in their contracts. There's off-season awards. There's, you know, rollovers into the next year's cap. You know, there's a lot of calculations that go on. Again, I'm not saying, you know, this is earth-shattering news. It's just, it's a lot easier to wait and deal with it once it's all done. Because, again, in relative terms, it's a small amount of money. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, $500,000 is a small amount of money on a incentive or a escalator, but I'm just saying on a hundred and however many million dollar cap, you know, it's relatively small. So you wait till that's over, you sort it all out. We have, you know, the people that work on that in our organization, we'll get together with them, get a sense of, you know, kind of where we are, what, you know, what some of the issues are going to be, what some of the options are going to be. We have some players that are not under contract. We have some degree of cap space. We have whatever, you know, degree of flexibility we have with, you know, other things. We have draft choices. We can make projections on what they're going to cost. And then you start putting all that together, and that's one of the other many moving parts that go with the whole offseason process. So I'd say we're not there yet, but that'll certainly be a big part of the discussions at some point. I mean, particularly as it relates to free agency, not so much the draft. I mean, the draft will be the draft, but there is a salary cap implication to the draft in terms of, you know, where you're picking and what those costs will be. So now that we know, you know, where we'll be picking, we can, because of the formula, be able to estimate those costs as well.
Earlier, you talked about the no downtime till June. You've been working so hard, though, through the season. I mean, your day, are you just programmed not to take any time off till June, or do your days go from 16-hour days to 12-hour?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the intensity in the off season is nowhere near what it is in the season. I mean, it just isn't. So regardless of, you know, the amount of hours that you work, the urgency and the intensity, it just isn't the same. I'm not saying the draft's not important. I'm not saying free agency is important. I'm not saying salary cap management is important. But those things are a lot easier to manage from a time standpoint than when you have 7 days to prepare for, you know, your regular down stuff, your third down stuff, your red area stuff, goal line, short yardage, 2 minute, 4 minute, all your special team situation, you know, all the things that you got to get ready to go against, you know, an Indianapolis or a Denver or, you know, whoever it is that you're playing. I mean, it's a whole different time frame. It's a whole different level of urgency. And I would say the effort and the work. So, you know, I mean, I'll be okay. I'll take out all my frustrations out of Pebble Beach and see if I can hit the ball over the water instead of into it for a change.
Bill, you were asked about your father. Just curious, finishing a season coaching with your son, what you relished that opportunity?
That was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, you know, Stephen was gone for 6 years, five at Rutgers and one in prep school. And so, you know, to be able to just see him on a daily basis and work with him was, you know, it was great. It was great.
Bill, who do you like the Super Bowl?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't know who was in the Super Bowl until we landed. You know, it's, I mean, two great teams. Certainly a very competitive game. They're the two best teams. I mean, they were both number one seeds. You know, they were strong all the way through the season. And so they'll match up in a couple weeks. I'm sure it'll be a great game.
Coach, I know you were asked this earlier. I didn't hear a yes or a no. Do you plan on watching the Super Bowl?
Again, I'm really not that far ahead. You know, I'm sure I'll see it one way or another. You know, we play Denver next year. I'm sure we'll see it, whether it's on the coach's tape or live. I don't know. But honestly, right now, I'm just trying to, you know, get the next few days, kind of get through the next few days. Again, there are many things that are in that drawer that are now coming to the top of the desk that, you know, I need to try to deal with one way or another. And so that's what I'll try to do, and we'll figure out, you know.
Are you a fan of the cold weather Super Bowl? What do you think about
that? Last question. Really, the last question.
Just trying to coach the Patriots. I'm not trying to schedule games or be a Super Bowl coordinator.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, thank you. Thanks for everything this year. I appreciate it. And well, we'll see you in the off season. All right. Thank you.